I call this meeting to order on Monday, March 9th, 2026. In the Joe Crowley Student Union 332, Frankie's Food and Pop-Up President Conference Room. Moving on to, at the time of 7.02 p.m., moving on to line item 2, compliance with the Nevada Open Meeting Law, was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m. Yes. And this is the post. Not including the meeting day, yes. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time, and location listed on the agenda? Yes. We'll now move on to line item 4, roll call.
Okay. Do you want me to do it?
Oh, is the secretary?
Yeah. Oh, hi, Zaina. Yeah, I was here. Yeah. You can do it if you want. I mean,
awesome.
I don't want.
Well,
okay.
Please go ahead.
Director Navarrete.
Present.
Commissioner Campbell.
Present.
Commissioner Ottaviano.
Present.
Commissioner Mumali Munaini.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. We'll now move on to line item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of Mi'kmaq, Mi'kmaq, Washi, Niue, and Yuwu peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. We'll now move on to line item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay. Seeing none, we'll now move on to line item 6, adoption of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from February 9th of 2026. I move to approve the minutes by unanimous consent.
I second.
Second by Commissioner Campbell. Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from February 26th of 2026. I move to approve the minutes by unanimous consent.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Ottaviano. Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. Okay. We'll now move on to line item 8, reports. I'll go first, Director Navarrete, for the record. So I have been, great job everybody, for the Black Culture Festival. I have been working diligently with other organizations and clubs about Fusion, which we'll talk about that later on. And we have not yet been, I have not been meeting with the present cabinet, but I will be tomorrow or on Wednesday. There's nothing much that I can report about, and that is all for me. All right. Are there any questions? Okay, seeing none, moving on to Commissioner Campbell.
Commissioner Campbell, for the record, I assisted in Black Culture Festival's hosting and am proud of the results. I congratulate Commissioner Ottaviano and his intern for putting together and hosting a successful event. I've also sent out emails for Fusion for tablers and participants, but will need assistance in clarifying and correcting participants as attendees to those that agreed, since some of them have been responding and have misinterpreted the invitation as them being invited to be tablers, not attendees. So I will need help on that. Lastly, this will be my last report. I have been serving this 93rd session as a commissioner of projects and events for the Department of Ideas since June of 2025. And I'm reporting now my decision to resign from my role at the Associate Students of the University of Nevada, Reno. My last working day will be March 18, 2026, effective immediately. Throughout my term, I've made many accomplishments, creating bonds and learning opportunities with organizations, clubs, services on and off campus, To part in organizing major and minor events that prioritize our students underrepresented, needing a community, and acquiring skills that help broaden my depth of knowledge and professionalism that I consider a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Additionally, I helped and offered aid to fellow officers, my coworkers and colleagues, and individuals that sought guidance during times of doubt, hardship, discourse, and need for company and friendship where it was needed. I treasure these moments deeply and appreciate the people that have returned that care, guidance, and shoulder support when I needed it. But after some assessment and careful consideration, I have chosen to resign from my position as Commissioner of Project Events for the Department of IDEA. I take full consideration that my departure nears the end of the session and the effect that this will have on the department that has fostered incredible, hardworking individuals. Therefore, please let me know how I can assist in handing over my responsibilities and ensure a smooth transition that will lessen any harms or setbacks that it may have. Additionally, with any processes that follow my resignation process, thank you for your continuous support and understanding throughout my time in ASUN, and now as I write about my decision. If there are any further inquiries, I am more than comfortable answering through written communication. I wish the best for everyone within ASUN, and especially for the accomplishments and further successes leading to the end of the 93rd session.
Are there any questions? Director Navarrete, for the record, thank you for that, Commissioner Campbell, and thank you for working really, really hard for the Department of IDEA. We really appreciate all the efforts and support that you have given the Department of IDEA. I know you're very passionate about the department, and we are sad to see you go. Okay. Any other questions? All right, seeing none, we will now move on to Commissioner Taviano.
Commissioner Taviano, for the record. First, I'd like to thank Commissioner Campbell for all her hard work. Sad to see her go, but I'm excited for her new opportunities and moving on her further effort to making this world a better place. For my report, I worked with my intern, Ruby, to host the Black Cultural Festival, which I believe was a very successful event. I am thankful for all the tablers and everyone who helped to make this event a success. It seems like the students had a good time, and I heard a lot of positive things about the event as people were leaving and discussing the event. Aside from that, I am still working with InkBlot for Fusion marketing.
Awesome. Thank you, Officer or Commissioner Taviano. Are there any questions? Okay, seeing none, we'll now move on to Commissioner Mulaneni.
Commissioner Mulaneni, for the record. I'd also like to thank Bea for all of Commissioner Campbell for everything she did during this year. You're always there to help. And for my report, I met with my intern and we started working on the Women's History Month pamphlets, which will be our second pamphlet for this year. And we were also, I met with Senator Castro and I gave her half of the pamphlets that we printed and then half of the Know Your Rights cards so she could distribute them to the dorms, I believe she said. And we are just focusing on Women's History Month tabling now, and I will figure out how to order the stuff for Amazon for Women's History Month.
Are there any questions? Director Navarrete, for the record, great job, by the way, Commissioner Mulaneni, for printing those packets out, and seems like you're very passionate about this, your event, so thank you for all the hard work. All right, moving on to... We'll now move on to line item, let's do old business, line item 9, old business. So just be, we'll just talk a little bit about Black Culture Festival, what worked out, what didn't work out, and how we can improve, how we can take notes about our experience and pass it on to the next session. For this event, Does anyone want to start off?
I can start off. Commissioner Tapiano, for the record. We did have a little kind of post-event talk with some of the volunteers. So this is kind of a rehash of that. But what I and the others noticed is a lot of people really enjoyed the food, obviously. The cornbread was a big hit, the ribs were a hit. Really all of it, the mac and cheese went, I believe, first. And what I heard a lot specifically was that students felt like that they got a full meal from this event rather than just a snack. Like a lot of events, it's kind of like a little snack, like small portion. But for this event, they and it was also due to the excess food we had. It was a lot of food, but they really enjoyed the fact that they got a full meal and were able to leave the event feeling full, feeling happy, feeling content. I believe everyone liked the activities, the card games, that we had at the tables, as well as the tablers. I think everyone really had a good time. I think for improvement, we should be a little more prepared on the amount of food we're ordering, as well as making sure the proportions of the food are accurate. As like the cornbread and the mac and cheese went, I believe most of the canes and the ribs went, but we did have like a lot of sides left over. And when Justin did pick up the sides, it was a lot more than we were expecting, a lot of trays, and it was kind of to the point where we had trouble with like the table space for the food because there's a lot of food and not as much table space. But we managed to work it out. It was all good. And like I said, the students really did enjoy being able to come back for seconds and having a full stomach. I think it's important to keep in mind the amount of food, particularly in the table space that we allocate for food.
Awesome. Director Novartis, for the record, I definitely agree. There was a lot of food, but overall, if you know the students did like it, then I think we, it was a success. And that is thanks to you, Commissioner Tagano, and your intern. Any other advice or any ideas?
Commissioner Campbell, for the record, just some improvements is that Commissioner Ottaviano and I noticed that we need to make sure the pack life forms for the event were to be posted. Unfortunately, that was not done so the day of the event, so being able to get that outreach on the app and website was not available, and that was also considered for participation record as well. Secondly, also ensuring that inkblot videographers and photographers remember the date as assigned to come, since we had a little situation where a videographer forgot the date and time. We also weren't able to get a lot of videography or photography from them. Fortunately, we also had one of the photographers, me and Jaden, both had from our sides come, and so they're currently working on those. Let's see. Additionally, it was also brought up in a later debrief, just being aware of the options, considering that around the time this event was hosted, there needed to be vegan options due to some individuals' religious beliefs and practices, since it is during the time of Lent. Just being recognizing of that. Let's see what else. And again, just ensuring that Amazon orders and such are ordered a month in advance, and ensuring that we still have a plan to substitute those instead of an emergency being pushed through last minute. And that is all.
Awesome. Okay. Any additional? Okay. All right. Director Navarte, for the record, I did receive an email to one of the clubs in regards to a concern about the Black Culture Festival, and to be transparent here is that there are several things that they kind of noted down and jot down regarding about the Black Culture Festival in terms of decorations, like what Commissioner Campbell have mentioned, the Amazon orders, and just kind of have that little backup plan or alternations. Let me show you guys. Sorry. As we all know, everything has to be transparent here, but I'm not going to, give me 1 second. I'm not going to show the exact email here. And so just wanted to read this and what we, what they mentioned. So dear ASU and IDEA team, I am writing on behalf of, as well as myself, as a Black student at the University of Nevada, Reno. Firstly, I would like to thank you for inviting our organization to the table at the Black Cultural Festival on March 6th. We appreciate the opportunity to share information about our organizations and connect with other students and campus groups. However, I would like to share some concerns and feedback regarding the event in hopes that future celebration can be handled with more care, passion, intentionality. And just letting you guys know, this doesn't define your guys' work, okay? Everyone worked really, really hard during this event. So anyways, going back to the message, says that when the event was first presented to me, I was surprised to see that it was not scheduled during February, which is Black History Month. Recognizing and celebrating Black history during this time is especially meaningful. So maybe next time I could pass it forward to the next session that the Black Cultural Festival may need to happen around February. And then it says, additionally, the event itself did not reflect the level of planning and engagement that many students expected. So we had a little bit over 100 participants in this event. However, we did expect maybe 200, 300 students in engagement. And then it also says that the decorations that had been discussed during the meetings, the planning meetings, were also missing. So unfortunately, the Amazon request did not arrive on time, which is a little bit understandable. And they also said that they did appreciate the chance to connect with members of the Black community on campus. It felt as though the celebration was not given the same level of attention and effort as other cultural events hosted at the university. However, like I mentioned in the email, that some of the officers that are involved work very hard to make this event possible. So really our primary goal was for the Black Culture Festival was to create meaningful impacts for students and the community. And a lot of the officers had a great deal of effort went into making that happen for the students. So I just wanted to say congratulations for the successful event. Even though it may seem like from their perspective that organizations or clubs, there may be some few things that we need to work on, which we'll eventually pass it forward to the next session, but just wanted to say congratulations for the successful event and for working really hard for this one. Especially Commissioner Octaviano, I really do appreciate you working hard for it, especially you're a full-time student as well, so. But yeah. Let me... Alright, moving on. Are there any questions? Alright, moving on to old business idea grant. Unfortunately, this year there will be no idea grant in terms of collaborations with other organizations. We were really depending on collaborating with one of the organizations in regards to idea grants, and it looks like with a short amount of time, we will not be doing the idea grant. And with also the financial aspect of the Department of IDEA, we are definitely short on budget. And that is it for me for IDEA grant. Are there any questions? Okay. All right, we'll now move on to line item 10, new business. For Fusion. So early on, I did say that we will definitely discuss Fusion, and with short understaffed this semester, I would like to ask everyone if they would still want this to happen. Any comments? Now, I just wanted to say that we will be understaffed during Fusion, so it might be a little bit harder for us logistically, and with a short amount of time that we have planned Fusion, because we were mainly focused on the Black Culture Festival this month, it may be a little bit harder for us to even host Fusion, to be transparent here.
Commissioner Campbell, for the record, I've been in conversations about Fusion with some of the advisors. The options are, and for the best interest of the department, is that it is either postponed for further evaluation on how the event should be held and how it should be hosted, along with revisions to the layout for it, to accomplish not only the people that will be attendees, but also for the performers, in consideration for their safety within a small and confined space with furniture that we can't remove out from there. Or there is also the option of canceling it if so far our resources cannot sustain it, or if because of understaffed, it's also better to consider those options. But again, that was from the advisors after some communications I've had with them.
Director Navarro, for the record, and I definitely agree, and those two options are a great idea. I know some of the organizations are, they look forward to the event. However, logistically and with time itself, since we've pretty much focused on the Black Culture Festival, I personally, as the director of this department, I don't want to put all of those stress on your guys' plate. So we do need to decide as a team here if we would like Fusion to happen, and that's totally fine if, you know, all of us were to, not all of us, but most of us were expecting Fusion to happen, or what we could do is we can either postpone it or cancel it, and then we can focus on the Women History Month tabling.
Commissioner Melanini, for the record, I think with postponing it, because we only have until like the first or second week of April for postponement. I think that's also still kind of soon. If we is that, do you think that's something that's doable to do it before the session ends?
Director Navarte, for the record, and that's a great question, Commissioner Molina-Nenny. And we only have 3 weeks left of the session. So, and well, it doesn't include the spring break. And so, with just that 3 weeks time frame, an until the session ends. I just don't think that would be doable, especially, you know, with all the plannings and all the organizations that we need to work with, as well as the speakers and performances. That was the first plan. Unfortunately, the coordination part of this, like I mentioned earlier, is we are understaffed. So it is only one person that's currently coordinating this event. And I know that we have a whole team here, but with the time frame that the session is about to end, as well as like the logistic parts of it, I just don't think that that is doable, truthfully. But that is my opinion, and I honestly I want to hear your guys' opinion on this.
Commissioner Taviano, for the record, as I'm not really involved in the planning, I can't confidently personally say I like know the scale of the event, but I understand and I respect the advice of the people who are involved in the planning of this. It seems like it is very large scale and it will be difficult to accomplish in that short period of time if it's already at this point just a few days away and we don't really have things finalized. I feel like the only options would be postponing. However, I don't think postponing is gonna make it any simpler to accomplish. The only option I think I could see is making it more small scale if we postpone it, but even still, it is very close to the end of session. It seems like reworking this event from the ground up might be difficult.
I respect that, Director Navarrete, for the record. All right, what we can do is we can take a vote on it, right? What we do is, let's see. You could maybe show your hand if you want to postpone the event. You need to see it on camera. Okay. Please raise your hand if you would like to cancel the event. Awesome. Okay. All right. Okay. And that would be including me as well. All right. So then we will go ahead and we'll go ahead and seek a motion to cancel the fusion by unanimous consent. I move to approve the cancellations of the fusion, the multiracial celebrations.
Second
by Commissioner Mobile Neni. All those in favor say A, all those opposed say nay, any abstentions say oi.
Aye.
With that, the motion passes. All right, awesome. All right, you guys. We'll now move on to new business line 10B, queer prom sponsorships. So as y'all know, that it has been very traditional for Department of IDEA to be involved with the QSU. They're asking for sponsorship. So the details that we kind of went over a little bit about the QSU is that they would like a budget of $1,300. Their event is actually pretty cool because it is themed as Neon Nights. This is just a little bit of optional for us. It will be maybe the last weekend of April if the session does end, and if you would like to maybe volunteer for them, that is totally fine. They would like some volunteers for like just the setup and more likely when the event has concluded. So this event is from 6 to 9:30 p.m. and that's the only information that I have so far. So it will be the last week of April, the first weekend of May, or the week of May. So and we will, I'll go ahead and put this in the next agenda, sponsorship. Does anyone have any questions or concerns or comments with that? Awesome. All right. By the way, the 1,300, that is just mainly for the venue. That's all. Now moving on to new business 10C, UNR Hawaiian Club. So Hawaiian Club had reached out via email in regards to their event as well. And they do need financial support, and their event will be on a Saturday, which is April 4th, from 4 to 6 p.m. And so the check-in starts at 3 p.m. They did ask us to volunteer and print flyers for them. We will be sponsoring them, maybe $500 to $700 based on our budget. And that is, I think this event is a little, I think it would be nice to enjoy one of our last partnerships together as a team, as a department of idea. So does anyone want this to make it as a requirement? Does anyone in favor of that, making a requirement to go to this event? It is a Saturday, April 4th. Does anyone think it's a good idea to make this as a requirement for all of us?
Commissioner Taviano, for the record. I'd have to check my calendar to see my availability, and I'm sure everyone else would as well. I think it sounds like a fun opportunity. I'm not sure about the need for making it a requirement.
Of course. Yes. So, Director DeVarte, for the record, and I definitely agree. It's just like a little, then we can, what we can do is we can make this as an option if, because I do know around April that will be midterms for us as well. So I definitely do agree if we could make this as an option, but I highly do recommend to go to this event. But we will be sponsoring them as well and printing flyers for them. Awesome. Does anyone have any questions, concerns, or comments? Awesome. All right. Okay. Director Navarte, for the record, I think that is all. That's all for me. That is all for me. That's all for new business. All right, we'll now move on to line item 11, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay. Seeing none, we'll now move on to adjournment. So that would be line item 12. I adjourned this meeting at 7:36 p.m. on March 9th, 2026, Monday, in the Joe Crowley Student Union 332, Frankie Sutapapa President Conference Room.